A Prayer for the What-Ifs of Life by Betsy D. Cruz, read by Leah Martin. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1:7. Some days my anxious feelings get the best of me. Like the day I headed for the door with my family, dog, and picnic supplies to spend 4 hours at the park so my oldest son could take an important online exam at home. I thought I had a handle on the day until I remembered something that made me tremble. My daughter was learning to drive, and I'd promised she could get practice getting on the freeway for the first time that morning. Suddenly, all my what-ifs came crashing in on me. What if my daughter had a wreck? What if the internet went out at home and my son bombed his test? I took a deep breath and remembered to pray for God's grace over my life and His peace in my heart, just like I'd read in my Bible that morning. I felt calmer as I walked out the door. In the New Testament, Paul began almost every letter he wrote with these words: "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Sometimes when we hear things again and again, we tend to tune them out, yet Paul wanted believers everywhere to remember and avail themselves of the grace and peace of God. You may be wrestling with your own what-ifs today. What if the job doesn't happen? What if the chemo doesn't work? Or the marriage counseling doesn't help? How about taking a deep breath right now and remembering God loves you dearly? He stands ready to give you the grace and peace you need. No matter what happens today, God will give you His enabling grace to handle it. You belong to Jesus. Nothing can steal the gift of eternal life His death has already secured for you. Through Jesus, the Prince of Peace, you can experience the peace that passes understanding, even in the middle of unresolved, anxiety-producing situations. You can rest in the knowledge that God is working out His perfect will for you. So much of life happens outside of our control, but let's not miss the grace of God. What if we meditate on Romans 1:7 today and receive the blessings of grace and peace He desires to give us? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when things happen outside my control, I remember my life belongs to You. I surrender to Your will for my life and Your plan for my day. Jesus, thank You for loving me enough to die on the cross to give me the gift of God's grace. Forgive me for the many times I've trusted in my own abilities and struggled to do things in my own power. Help me to rest in and trust Your enabling grace today. I know that in all my challenges, Your grace will strengthen and enable me to live for You. Forgive me for letting stress and worry get the better of me. Thank You for the gift of peace. In this moment, I open my heart to receive the peace that only Jesus can give. No matter what happens today, help me to meet it with a calm spirit and a peaceful heart. I receive Your grace and peace, Lord. I remember and receive Your love for me. Help me remember You are with me each moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.